Ayin Vav Amir Aleph, the Mishnah. That's not his seat. That's not he sits there. Okay. Hanaisi Isha Kehanis. If somebody marries a daughter of a Kohen, okay, and some of us should learn over here, what it means is, well, according to Rashi, that it means Zafka Kehanis. Okay, this Mishnah is going into a very interesting thing. How far back do you have to check the lineage of a person to make sure they're kosher to marry? Do you have to do it 12 generations, 18 generations? How many people do you have to check into? So it says in the Mishnah, you have to check four mothers, which are eight. Well, the Mishnah explains, what does it mean? You have to check Ima, her mother, Aim Ima, her mother's mother, Aim Avi Ima, you need to check the mother of the father of the mother, and Ima and her mother. In other words, you need to check the mother of the mother's father and her mother, the Aim Avi Avi Ima, and the mother of her father and her mother, the Aim Avi 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 Ima, and the mother of the father's father and her mother.
That's okay.
One second, we'll see. Okay, so if you marry a daughter of a Kohen, a Kohanus is called the daughter of a Kohen, you need to check all the way back a few generations on both sides to make sure there's no Mamzedim, no Asufi, Shtuki, all the
Halala.
Stuff. Halal, all the things we learned before.
Two or four of two of each side or four of each side?
It's four of each side, which is eight. Right. Now, Levi of Yisraelis, if somebody wants to marry a daughter of a Levi of Yisraelis, so then you need to investigate Mesifin Alein Eid Achas. You have to add another generation up. Okay, on both sides.
Meaning 10.
Huh? Yeah, you have a whole bunch. Because they're not particular with the Yichus. Kind of more into the Yichus. Even that, you have to check four generations back, which is eight people, because you have the father and the mother.
But here it says one more than them, or just one?
Another generation is added back.
So it means 10? So
in other words, you need to check the maternal grandmothers, or the four principal women mentioned before. In other words, it's another two.
Another two? So they are more particular for Levim
yes,
and
yes, Israel? Yes, yes, yes. Because Kohanim themselves were more particular. So this is a bigger question of them if they're kosher Jews or not.
Oh, I see.
Okay, now the Mishnah says, okay. Then the Mishnah says like this. Ein Beitkin min ha-mizbech ulamayla. You don't have to check above, we're talking, remember, the daughter of a Kohen. If a Kohen is working on the Mizbeach, that itself is good enough. Because when a Kohen went to work on the Mizbeach, Bezdin already checked them out to make sure they're a kosher kohen. So obviously, if they're a kosher kohen, there's no mamzer, there's no shtuki, asufi, all those doubts that we had before. Then it says, v'leimin aduchan l'mayla, nor of a levi that worked on the duchanim, the platform. We say kohenim avidosim levim beduchanim, and shmonesri and korbanis. Okay, duchan is a platform. The lady, is it levi? The levim, levis, used to sing on a platform. That's why it's called Shir Hamalis, the song of the steps, because the Levium would stand on a platform. So it says, once a Levi sang on the platform, meaning a Levi sang in the Beis HaMikdash, then you know already he's a kosher guy. So his daughter you can marry. And if somebody is a member of the Sanhedrin of 23 or 71, the Beis Din that was able to give capital punishments, because the Gemara also learned that in order to be a member of a Beis Din that was able to give capital punishment, you also have to be checked out. To a regular Beis Din of three people that does monetary stuff, nobody checks. So just because you're a member of a Beis Din doesn't mean anything. But if they're a member of a Beis Din of 23 or 71, so then automatically you know they're kosher people. And anyone whose ancestors were known to be public servants, Shaitre, Rabbin, public officials, or gabi tzedakah, masiyan lekohuna. Because these people also, that they used to check him out.
What does that mean? They get married to kahuna right away?
Yeah. Or if one isn't a kohen, you can marry his daughter right away. Another guy that was a public official, there's an assumption he was checked out already to make sure he's a kosher Jew. So they're kids, you can marry. What?
More than a regular kohen?
Yeah.
Rabbi, can you explain why a man can't marry a woman with the same name as his mother?
Sir Biyudah Chassid is Kabbalistic. You're not supposed to marry a girl who has the same name as your mother.
No.
Or a girl is not supposed to marry a boy that has the same name of the father. Or two mechutanim are not supposed to, like two Yaakovs, should not have the kids marry each other. Okay? But if one's a Levi, one's not. If one has a different name, additional name, a separate name, then there's no problem with it. But let's not get too off the thing. And therefore, vein tzarech livdek achareim. Therefore, you can marry off the daughters to kohuna, and you don't have to check after them. Okay? Because again, the Mishnah is saying, people that we don't know who they are, you have to check either eight people or two, another generation up, which is probably another four, by the way. Because it's another generation of two parents. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Rabbi Yossi says, Af mi shayachosim ad ba'arki eid, ba'arki eshenu shotziperi, whoever was signed in as a witness in the document of the court of Yeshana near Tziperi does also not need investigation. Okay? What does this mean? There were only allowed witnesses that were for documents. So all the kosher witnesses who were signed in the ledger of Tziperi, that they're kosher witnesses. Okay? So if a guy is signed in that book, WAC says he's also then a kosher Jew because they already checked him out and they know that he's kosher. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna says, even when listed as a soldier in the king's army, also does not need investigation. Rashi says the Gemara will explain what that means later. Okay? So basically, the Mishnah is saying, without getting into all the details of the. If you want to marry a girl, you got to check four generations up, meaning eight people. Levium, another generation up. Okay, but if we know for certain records and certain things that people were accepted as kosher witnesses, so then they're kosher as is. You don't have to do any more research.
Is there any other mission other way around for the checking the boy if he's kohen real or not?
No, the Gemara is going to talk about that.
There's no mention of Talmud Chacham.
What do you need a Talmud Chacham for? All they do is make trouble.
Usually, you know, like you can give your, you are supposed to give your daughter to a.
That's Talmud Chacham.
Yeah.
No.
So I thought that would be here also.
Here he's talking about the women's investigation. Because number one, the women are stricter because what the kid is, if the kid's Jewish or not, is dependent on the mother.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara asks, one sec, the Gemara is going to ask this question right now. Maishna benoshi batkina, maishna begavna leibotka. It's a very simple question. Why by the women do they check? And by the men, they don't check. It doesn't say in the Mishnah, if you want to marry a boy, you have to check eight mothers-in-law. I mean, all the way up. You know, you don't, we don't find they check it. So the Gemara says like this. Nosh, because you want to get information about families, you hear when they fight. Because all the secrets come out. The Gemara says like this: Noshi chiminsa ba'dodi, when women fight with another, ba'arayis hu demins. What do they accuse each other of? Of being a zayna, being immoral. That's the way they. That's the language of women fighting. Therefore, im isa the ikamilsa. Therefore, if something wrong with the lineage, you're not going to know about it. Because all they're doing is saying saying what you are. Gavra, but by men when they fight, chiminsa ba'dodi, when men fight, beyuchsinu deminsa. They scream at each other about your impure yichus. Therefore, im isa de ika milsa, if there's something wrong in the lineage, if they call it, people would know about it already. You know what I'm saying?
So for sure.
It's like men when they fight, they scream each other that you're a mamzer, ben mamzer, ben. So if there's something
they
wrong.
The truth.
They say the truth. And they say if it comes out, so then you know right away who's kosher and who's not kosher. Women when they fight each other, they only call each other names of what their immoral behavior is, but they don't speak about yichus. So if you don't speak about yichus, you'll never know bad yichus. So therefore, you need to check it out. I think my mission says eight women, four generations.
Log up the whole thing.
It's more well known in men. It's more well known in men.
Yes. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Iunami tibda bebedidei." But the Gemara asks, "Why isn't a kohanis ayin vav amir aleph? Why isn't a bas kohen obligated to check out who's marrying her? Right? He should have to check out she should have to check out who she married because she's a bas kohen." So Gemara say, "Misayle rav." This is a proof to Rav's din. Fit women of Kohanim families were not allowed to marry people unfit for Kohanim. In other words,
Kohanas, the women, they don't scream or do anything like that?
No, what he's saying is that Bas Kohen is allowed to marry somebody who's not kosher or Kohen. A Kohen cannot marry somebody who's not kosher, right? But a Bas Kohen, Raf says, can marry somebody who's not necessarily kosher or Kohen.
What do you mean? A man not kosher or Kohen? What do you mean?
In other words, a Bas Kohen can marry a Cholol or a Giyaris. That's what Rav holds. A Kohen cannot marry a Chalala, Isha Zayin of a Chalala, La Yikach, right? He cannot marry a Giyaris. Okay? But Rav holds, a Bas Kohen, though, could marry a Ger, or a Cholo.
But we were talking about a Bas Kohen. Isha Kohen, yeah.
A Bas Kohen, no?
So we said Bas Kohen has to check 8.
No, if somebody wants to marry a daughter of a Kohen, he has to check. So the Gemara says, why doesn't the Bas Kohen have to check? So the Gemara says, because she can marry a Chol or a Ger, Rav holds. Mm-hmm. What's the problem?
Didn't all the Kohanim serve at one time or another during the year?
So?
All of them have to be checked out.
Right, that's what he's saying. A guy that worked on the Mizbeach, the Mishnah says, doesn't need to be checked anymore.
That's all the Kohanim.
No, some of them didn't work on the Mizbech. Some of them checking the worms out of the wood.
The Mishmeret.
The big Bezdin in the Beis HaMikdash. You know what they did all day? It says, in the Beis HaMikdash, two Batidim. But what did they do? Most of the work busy was checking out Kayanim for blemishes, physical blemishes that would disqualify a Kayan from working. And yichus. So, if a guy worked minam mizbeach ulamayla, then you know for sure it's a kosher kohen. But a kohen, just because he took truma, Gemara says it still needs to be checked. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Rav Ada bar Ava learned a braisa that contradicts our Mishnah. He learned in a braisa, Dalit Imois, four mothers, Shem Shtei Masu, which are 12 altogether. Okay? He says, you have to not only check the 8 people that we said, the 4 generations and their parents, but you have to check the grandparents. It just takes another generation. And then the Gemara says, Masnita Tana, in another braisa it says, Dalit Imois, the 4 major mothers, which are 16. In other words, like this, like we said before, what are the 4 major ones? The 4 principal mother, maternal grandfather's mother, her paternal grandmother, her paternal grandfather's mother. Those are the four principles. So you have to check plus them is 8. And he says, another Braisa says 12, another Braisa says 16. Okay, now, at the end of the Mishnah, it says like this, Kohenim, Bas Kohen needs to be checked, 4 generations, 8 people. Levi and Yisraelim, you need to go one more generation. So if it's one more generation, how much more is it? It's 12 altogether, right? So the Braisa that says 12 makes sense. It's not speaking about a Bas Kohen, because that our Mishnah says 8. In other words, like this, our Mishnah says you need to check 8 mothers, mm-hmm. Okay? And the Braisa says 12, and another Braisa says 16. Now, the Gemara says the Braisa that says you have to check into 12 women, that's okay according to our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said for Bas Levi or Bas Yisrael, then you have to add one more generation, so it's 12. Right? Mm-hmm. If you have 8, plus a mother of each one of them, is 4, so it's 12. But the Braisa that says 16, the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. That contradicts our Mishnah. So how does that work? The Gemara says like this, Bishleim le Rav Ada bar Ava, it's good according to Rav Ada bar Ava, Mukim lo, so how does he learn the Braisa of 12? The Levia Bas Yisrael, right? That's what the Gemara says. Ela Masnita, name of Pligi. Maybe it seems like they're arguing in our Mishnah, right? Because our Mishnah says 8 or 12, if it's Levi or Yisrael, and that Braisa says 16. So the Mishnah says no. My Eid Zug Achas. What does it mean? Eid Achas. It means zugachas. What does it mean? One more pair of mothers. Meaning, what it says, in addition to the four principal women and their mothers, you have to do the mother and maternal grandmothers, which is 16. In other words, the Gemara says our Mishnah means 16.
Did people really take such an accurate account?
Those days, yes. Today, not.
Generations.
Today they don't go that far back.
Well, how could they go far back?
Because we'll see in the Gemara.
How could they go far back?
1 second.
Today.
Amar Rav Yehuda Amar. Let's see this. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. You can turn the page. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Zu Divrei Rav Meir. Our Mishnah that says you have to check 8, 12, or 16, whatever, that's Rav Meir's opinion.
It's that Mishnah.
Aval Chachamim Eimrim, Kol Mishpachas Becheskes Kashas Einemdes. Every family is Chazaka being kosher. In other words, this that the Mishnah says, all these people have to be checked, 8, 12, 16, 300, 4, whatever. That's all according to the Meir's opinion. The Chachamim hold, every family is assumed kosher. Unless if you know for sure not, the assumption is that they're kosher.
We don't have Chacham in our Mishnah.
Huh?
We don't have it in our Mishnah, Chacham.
No, he says, this is the opinion of Stam Mishnah of Rav Meir. The nameless Mishnah is Rav Meir's opinion.
There is a Chacham, but it's not in the Mishnah.
Right. That's what he's saying. The Chachamim hold that you don't need to check anybody. So the Gemara said that. Who said that? Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. What?
I need quotes, so I'm based on a base.
What I'm based on?
That's
the I understand, but it's not in this Mishnah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so Rav said